Now will you notice, and when Simon saw that through laying on apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. This is verse 18. Saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit. Now, this man, Simon, he wanted to pay for the gift. Why? Well, he's a religious racketeer. He's going to use it for profit. And he wants that. How many claims are made today by individuals that certain great miracles take place in their meetings, and they very humbly say they have nothing to do with it? Well, then, if you have nothing to do with it, then why do you permit that type of thing to continue to deceive the people? Bewitch is the word used here. And my friend, there have been religious racketeers around bewitching the multitudes from that day to this. That hurts the church more than anything else. Persecution from the outside didn't hurt it. It scattered it and actually was for the furtherance of the gospel. But when they got inside and were baptized, they hurt the church when they profess to be believers and were not believers. That's where the church has always been hurt. Jesus Christ was betrayed from the inside. He was betrayed by one of his apostles to his nation. His nation betrayed him to the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire crucified him. That's the way that it has happened, and today he's betrayed in the church from the inside. I don't think anybody outside the church can ever hurt the church. It's when they get on the inside. It's like the wooden horse brought into the city of Troy. That city was impenetrable. It was invulnerable until that wooden horse got on the inside. The devil started out persecuting the church, fighting it from the outside, decided that wouldn't work. Then he joined it. And my friend, when he gets inside, that's when you have trouble. Oh, how many pastors can testify to that today? And there's some listening to me right now that I know are saying amen. But notice Simon Peter's answer to this man. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You see, money, money, money. That was the important thing to this man. Verse 21, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Now, that's the reason I said he's not converted. Simon Peter said he was not converted. Your heart's not right in the sight of God. Now, Simon Peter says to him, repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the fault of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. You can't make it any stronger than that, can you, friends, than this man Simon Peter did. Now, verse 24, then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. Now, he doesn't ask to be prayed for that he might be saved. He just wants none of these things to happen to him. I do not know. I have no right to judge the man. I do not think he was ever saved. Verse 25, and they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Now the gospel, friends, is starting out to the ends of the earth. It's now left Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the place where the apostles will remain. There'll be a church there, but the center will soon move to Antioch. Then it'll move to Ephesus. Then it will move down to Alexandria. Then it will come up to Rome. The center of the church will begin to shift from now on. And today, well, I don't think there's any particular center of the church. It's gone to the ends of the earth today. And I believe that one of the finest vehicles to get it to the ends of the earth is the radio, a mechanical means today, where we have fallen down probably as human beings. Now, radio can do what we, humanly speaking, could never have done.